News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government's reaction to the Housing Commission report does not represent meaningful change. That is according to Lisa Kearney, who is the president of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, whose annual conference gets underway this morning. Good morning to you, Lisa. And what do you mean that the government are not engaged in meaningful change?
Good morning, Ciara and Shane. Yes, and thank you for inviting us. So, well, we've been looking at, I suppose, the government report has come out. We at IPAV are certainly asking the government to give urgent consideration to this Housing Commission report. It's been more than 6 years now since our then Taoiseach described the housing situation as a national emergency. And it is still a national emergency. And the commission that was set up has been deliberating now for about 2.5 years. Now, while the government might not agree with some of the recommendations, and indeed some of the commission members themselves didn't always agree, the critical thing here is that the government embrace this need for urgency and not just shelve the report. And that's where our concern comes in. Okay. We can't have more of the same, as it is not working and it has not
been working. The government would say, just to, I mean, far be it for me to want to speak for the government, but they would say that they see housing as their main priority. They would say that there have been more sort of commencements on housing this year than there so far this year. I think that there wasn't the whole of last year. I think it's something like 350 houses being commenced per day in the country currently, that they're spending billions on a capital infrastructure project, and that they say it is their priority, and that they're aiming to build 250 million houses over the next 5 years, which would be one of the biggest undertakings the state has ever, you know, engaged with. Is that not a sign, perhaps, that they are engaged in meaningful change?
Well, it is a sign, Ciara, it is. And while some of progress has been made, and supply did increase slightly, and that was to be welcome, but it is nowhere near the level of demand that is needed at the moment. There are still major delays. I mean, there are delays in blockages and in planning structure, in approval processes. And the problem that we're finding is we're supposed to have a single government department responsible for housing. But the reality is that with the current housing policy, there are myriad strands that are operating independently. So if you look at it, we have individual government departments operating to their own respective briefs, and indeed the local authorities around the country. They tend to operate somewhat independently of government. So what we're actually calling for here, and as I said, yes, we've had an increase of supply, and I'll come back to that shortly.
Do you accept, Lisa, that, which is what the government would say, again, they're not here to defend themselves, but that what they would say is that we came from almost standing still, you know, after the crash that, you know, almost all house building ended, almost all credit ended, all of that happened, and that they had to build from a very, very low base to get the housing market back up and running in terms of supply, and that they couldn't go from sort of zero, more or less, to you know, the levels that are needed. It has taken time, and that they are moving in that direction with increased, I suppose, home building year on year. Do you accept that it would take time?
Absolutely. Everything does take time, and I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, it's not moving at the pace it should be, Ciara, and that's okay. Where the problem is.
And is that to do with construction, or is that to do with, in your view, planning? Or
it's
is there something else I'm missing?
No, absolutely not. There are major blockages in planning, and that is for sure. There are blockages in infrastructure, and there's also blockages in the approval process. And I think even the stats last year came out to say that it is 63% of all approvals are appealed. 63%. Now, they're held up. That is a huge amount of development that should be on the market and is needed on the market. And that's where the breakdown is. And what we're looking for is that we just want one single entity responsible for housing that looks after it all. And we're also looking for that they have a clear set of objectives with clear timelines that we are all aware of. And they also need to have the proper expertise and experiencing in the policies that they're advising. And this is where we're finding there is a problem with it. If you look at where and I agree, the ministers have a difficult job, and the difficulties that they face is they are in power for no more than 5 years. And most have little experience of leading and managing the complex structures and policies that we need in our market.
But they are surrounded by advisors. They're surrounded by civil servants who don't change every 5 years. You know, and on board, Planola is full of experts, planners, and they would also say that they grant tens of thousands of planning permissions per year that aren't taken up and used, that they're not activated. So, you know, it is complicated. There's no two ways about it.
It absolutely is complicated. And this is why we're in this situation. And I mean, the thing is that we're all trying to work to make the market better. We have a dysfunctional market. We all know that a functioning market relies on steady supply and demand. And we are nowhere near a functioning market at the moment. Now, the Irish Times actually recently published a feature on who the current ministerial advisors are. And it was very striking that very few here had any expertise in the policy areas in which they're advising. There is an absence of specialists with the market knowledge and intelligence, and that's where we're coming from. What was also striking, and with all due respect, was the prevalence of those who were giving them advice were from media backgrounds. Now, I think you might agree with me.
No, that's fair. And a lot of people have noticed that many people from this industry have hopped into that industry, and there are, you know, there are questions to be answered maybe about some of that as well. But I would have thought that nonetheless, because of things like the Housing Commission, because of organisations and groups such as your own, that it is very easy for them to get good expert advice at every turn.
100% it is. But this is where the breakdown is. We at IPAV have all the market knowledge. We have all the knowledge and expertise. And we're constantly talking to the government. And with our findings, we bring out constant news reports, we bring out constant stats. But we would like to be more involved in it. And I think this is where the breakdown is, that they need to have that one cohesive unit, but with the advisors who have that expertise and that market knowledge. And that's what we're calling for.
Okay. Do you accept that there was a period of time when people viewed the government as being too cosy with developers and builders and Galway tents and all of that kind of stuff? And perhaps that has influenced a more arm's length approach now, because accusations, I suppose, of cronyism were levelled at the government, and perhaps with, you know, some justification back in the lead up to the crash.
Well, I guess, I mean, Keir, that, you know, that did occur, perhaps, but I mean, we can't go backwards. And what we need to do is put the proper procedures in place, because our market at the moment is not fit for purpose. We have a huge, huge cohort of people out there. And for the agent on the ground, it's very, very hard for us meeting these same people every single day, trying to get them on the market. And I'll give you just one quick example, if I may. I had a property that went on the market recently here in Limerick. I had 32 people to view. Now, only one person can buy that house. So 31 of those other people have now got to regroup, refocus and try and go out and find another property, of which there are very, very few.
I accept that supply remains an issue. Look, thank you for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Lisa Carley there, President of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.